Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the seventh day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Beis, Masechta Terumos, Perek Revi, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Dalet. Sa'ar Terumos Tamei, Shenafel Olamei Sa'ar Terumos Tahara. If one sa'ar of Truma that was Tamei, it fell into 100 sa'ar of Truma that was Tahara. But the Truma that was Tahara was not Mukhshar L'Kabel Tumah, it wasn't rendered susceptible to Tumah, which means it cannot be contaminated by the one sa'ar of Truma that fell in. Beis Shammai Oisrim. Beis Shammai say that the whole mixture is forbidden to be eaten by anybody, not even a kohen, who can't eat Truma Tumah. Because the whole din of a Truma being bottled one in a hundred, is only Bechulin. If you have 100 of Chulin, you can be Mabatl, a sa'ar Truma. But Truma that's Tumah, if it's Tumah got mixed up with Truma Torah, it won't be bottled. Uveis Hillel Matir in Besil say no. Even Truma, which is Tomei, mixed up with Truma Tahara, it'll be bottled also, 1 in 100. Omre Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. So Beis Hillel responded and said to Beis Shammai, Hoyalu Tahara Asur Lazarim. If we see that Tahara, Truma that's Tahara, is Mutter for non Kohenim, Utmeya Asur Lakohenim, and Truma that's Tomei is Asur to Kohenim, so ma tahira oil, just like truma tahira can be bottled in a hundred of cholin, so too truma which is tamei should also be bottled in 100 of truma of tahira. Oblem beishamay loy, Beishamay says no, you can't compare truma tahira to cholin. Im helu hacholin hakalin, hamotor lazarim satir. If you see by cholin which is much more lenient. Chulin is free for all. Everybody can eat chulin. Kohenim, non-kohenim. If that 100 of chulin can be mevatel tahara, tala truma hachamura ha'asura lazari mesatmeya, you want to learn that truma, which is much more strict, because it's much more restricted in who can eat it. Only a kohen can eat it. A tiny percentage of the Jewish people can eat it. Who says that that's going to be truma, even if it's Torah, who says it's going to be mevatel esatmeya? Lacha shehoidu, after Beis Shammai, however, was moide, and conceded to Basil that it is Tomei. Now, why? Why did they concede that? They seem to have a good argument. Yishalmi brings the reason is because Basil responded and said as follows. If Truma, which is Tahira, which is punishable by death if a non-Kohen eats it, all right? It's so severe. It's Avon Misa. And nevertheless, we're telling us, it's bottle in a hundred of Chulin. If Truma is Tamea, which is the prohibition of eating Truma Tamea for a Kohen is only in Asay, it's a mitzvah Asay, it's nowhere near as strict as the Isra of Truma for non-Kohen, for sure that it should be Oila and should be bottled in a hundred of Truma Tahira. And Beis Shammai accepted this argument. And our mission is now talking about after they accepted it. After Beis Shammai agreed with that. Afterwards, we had a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim as far as the Sa'ar Truma that fell in. Sa'ar Truma Tmeya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Teiroim v'tisarif. He says, he goes l'shitas, he says that the Sa'ar that fell in is the Sa'ar that you're taking out. And if you're taking out a Sa'ar from this mixture, you have to treat it as if it's the one that fell in, burn it like the din of Truma Tmeya. The rest of the portion is mutter for kohenim. The chachamim emrim avdo b'mi'uta. The chachamim say no. Since the whole thing is truma, the soul will be bottled inside it in its small state in their mi'uta because it's so small, and you don't even have to take out anything from this mixture, and the whole thing can be eaten by kohenim in a state of tahara. We treat the whole thing now as truma tahara, and the halacha is indeed like the chachamim. Mishnah Hay. Now, we learned before that if Truma got mixed up with Chulin, and there's 100 parts of Chulin as much as the Truma is bottled. But even though the Truma is bottled, we said that you have to take out one saw, one quantity of Truma that fell in, and give it to the Kohen. That Chelek that you take from the Taruvus, from this mixture, and you give it to the Kohen, has the Kedusha of Truma. And the Kohen must eat it in a state of Tara. Not Minat Torah. It's a chumrah. It's a precaution. The Chachamim made a gzeirah that it should have the kedusha of truma, and they did this to give it an importance, so that people wouldn't say, "Oh, it's bottle anyway. We don't have to give it out." When they said it has a kedusha of truma, and they said you have to give it to the kohen because it's not fair that the kohen loses out otherwise. Therefore, they said we want it to have the strictness of truma, the kedusha of truma, and that will encourage people to make sure they do lift it out of the mixture and give it to the kohenim. Our mission is going to talk about this truma that you've taken out, inverted commas, this truma, or this quantity that we treat as truma that you give to the kohen. How strict are we if it falls, for example, into another set and into another lot of chulin? So truma shenafla lameya, if you have a sof truma that fell into 100 sof chulin, and it's bottle, totally nullified. But as we said before, you have to lift out a saw from this mixture, from this 101 saws, you have to take out one saw, higbia, he lifted it up, and he gave it to the kohen. Or he was going to give it to the kohen. V'nafla l'makom acher. And now it falls into another lot of chulin. The question is, are we going to say that we need another 100 times that quantity to be mevatel it or not? Rabbi Eliezer Omer medamas kitruma vada. He says, yes. He says that this lot that we took out, this sod that you take out, which is treated as truma, we treat it mamish like a full-blown, like a real truma vaday, like actual truma. And it'll only be bottled in another mixture if there's 100 saw corresponding to it. Why? Rabbi Eliezer goes according to his shitta that we learned earlier in Mishnah Beis, the saw that fell in is the saw that comes out. The saw that fell in is truma, so we treat the saw come out as truma as well. The Chacham say it'll only be medamas, it'll only be a problem or make other cholin a problem according to the proportion of truma that's in it. Now, how much truma is in this sa'ah that you took out? Well, 1/101th. Because it came from a mixture of 101 saw of truma, which got all mixed together. So it's 1/101th of it is truma. The rest of this ball or the rest of this saw is really chulin. And therefore it's only going to be medamas according to the chashban. Now here we have a machlokes achronim, how to understand what does that mean exactly in a practical sense. So the Tiferes Yisrael, for example, explains the chacham do not mean to say that you need to find a place where the chulin will be mevatel this 101th of truma. You don't have to do that, because in itself the little 101th of it of truma is bottle anyway in this saw itself, and that's how Tiferes Yisrael learns. Tiferes Yisrael is saying that that's what exactly the chachamim mean. You don't need to be mevatel it. It's already bottle in itself. And the Chachamim, when they said these words, they simply mean you don't have to take out from the second mixture. All you have to take out when you give to the kohen, you just take 100th of a saw when you give it to the kohen, when it fell into another mixture. The Baal Mishnah Rishona learns differently. He says that even though in this saw itself there is enough chulin to be mevatel the tiny percentage of truma that's in there, the 101th that's in there, nevertheless, they made a gezerah that it will be medamas, it will asser a mixture, according to the cheshbon, only for the purpose of encouraging people to give the kohen what they need, because of gezel hakohen. In order, people should not stop from giving the kohen what really goes to him, which is really 100th of the minute new mixture. And that seems to be the opinion of the Rambam as well, that he learns that the chulin that's in this saw that was taken out and fell to somewhere else will not help to be mevatel the truma that's in it. You need another lot of chulin to be able to do that.